We return to our coverage now of the short and long-term consequences of Amazon's HQ2 decision. As part of the deal to come to New York, Amazon says it will spend $5 million on training and internship programs in Long Island City. But critics say that's less than 1% of the $1.7 billion Amazon is receiving in credits from New York State. And that's not really a good look when you're new to the neighborhood.
So we're not saying that we're not accepting of good jobs. But we want jobs that are going to give our people dignity. We want jobs that are going to pull people out of this poverty. We want jobs that are going to be reliable labor force jobs to really help us deal with many of the situations of our community.
That's State Assemblywoman Latrice Walker speaking at an anti-Amazon rally in Queens last week. So can Amazon really create employment opportunities that are inclusive? To help me answer that question, I'm joined now by Alex Zimmerman, New York education reporter with Chalkbeat. And Art Langer is also with us here today. Art is the founder of the Workforce Opportunity Services, a nonprofit that develops talent from underserved and veteran communities. Alex, Art, welcome to The Takeaway.
Pleasure to be here.
Thank you.
So, Alex, let's start with you. We've heard a lot about workforce development trainings, internships, resume workshops. All of this seems pretty vague. It also is not, from what I understand, these are not mandatory requirements, right?
Yeah, so you're right. We don't know a whole lot so far. In the agreement that Amazon signed with the city, essentially what they're providing are, quote, work-based learning opportunities, which they sort of describe as, you know, things that could include career days or mock interviews. It's really unclear what Amazon's presence in Long Island City will mean for schools in terms of those opportunities. I think if you talk to folks who are more optimistic about the plan, they're really hoping for PTECH style career and technical education. So PTECH is a school in Brooklyn that has this partnership with IBM where students can earn an associate's degree by the time they graduate free of cost. And they also sort of have this pipeline with IBM where they get mentorship, but also in theory, there's a pipeline for potential jobs there. Now, Amazon isn't promising that here, but I think some people are sort of reading in their own wish lists to, you know, what these work-based learning opportunities could be.
Art, I'm curious to hear from you. What's your take on this sort of this idea that Amazon is floating about having resume workshops and other things for its potentially new residents, low-income residents and neighbors?
So what I'd like to start off with, because I've been doing this for a long, long time, and we've researched this a lot. I'm a professor at Columbia, Teachers College. Let's start with the word systemic, all right, as opposed to nice. So it's really nice that we're going to give $5 million and train a bunch of people. Okay, now what? It hasn't worked in the past. And when I use the word systemic, I'm saying, do you feel it? So you can train a lot of people, and there's tremendous talent in these communities. No question. We've proven that. I've proven that. Now the question is, what is the other challenges of assimilation? The soft skills. All of the things about how to act in an organization. And there's another piece. The organizations don't know how to assimilate these populations. So they need training as well. And that's what we've been doing for the last 15, 20 years with huge success. Because it's easy to determine qualifications for cognitive capabilities. It's all of the other things. What's going on at home, money to get on a train, clothing, how to behave in an organization that they've never experienced. This is the divide that goes on.
I have to say, I mean, in full disclosure, I did grow up in public housing and spent most of my life as in New York in public housing and did end up in these very prestigious jobs. But it is difficult, to say the least, to get from New York City public housing to the New York Times, to WNYC, to CNN. Mm-hmm. So this idea that Amazon is suddenly going to create without any guarantee, mind you, that they're going to invest in this population feels like it doesn't have a lot of teeth, Art.
You have to look at a corporation as a person, right?
Do we really, though?
Well, let's talk about that, because let's look at the laws of supply and demand, right? Nice is nice once, nice is nice twice, but nice is not systemic.
And we're now, in New York. We're not nice is also not
well,
our...
Well, but it's not systemic, right? So many corporations around the world will throw a certain amount of money to be nice. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but it's not systemic. So the real question is, how do they provide diversity in their organizations which brings value to them? Now, it's one thing to be diverse. It's another thing to believe in diversity.
Alex, I want to go back to you for a second because we know one place that Amazon has settled is Seattle. And I'm wondering if you can give us a sense of what impact Amazon had on that local workforce.
I think you're right that Amazon does offer some clues here. I think one big way people often talk about Amazon and Seattle and its effect on the community there, and particularly schools, is on homelessness. I think in New York City, we're in a massive student homelessness crisis. You know, 115,000 students are homeless in New York City, the highest on record. And so I think you have some education leaders in Queens really wondering, you know, is this going to make Long Island City and the surrounding neighborhoods even less affordable, and how will schools respond to that if their populations do shift?
All right, I'd love to get some final thoughts from you. You know, why isn't Amazon coming in and saying we're going to commit to this many jobs, we're going to commit to investment in infrastructure, which is so desperately needed right now?
I think they're nervous about it. Making commitments when you also are in a competitive world, you want the very best people. And the past experiences that most corporations have had with trying these kinds of things, they found it very difficult.
But in New York City specifically, what are some of the challenges?
Well, I don't think that they're that unique. We're in major cities as well. We do work in New York City. We do work in Newark. I think the issue is, one, there's a lot of politics. And let me just be clear. I think there's a lot of people who don't know what they're doing. These major statements that everybody gets excited, even P-TECH, it's been around for a long time. Do you feel it? Because the demand side is not there. The minute you show a company that I can hire a young kid from Harlem, from Long Island City, the talent's there, and that they get a return on that, and they get the incredible diversity representing these communities, I'll show you demand.
Art Langer is the founder of Workforce Opportunity Services. Art, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
And Alex Zimmerman is a New York education reporter with Chalkbeat. Alex, thanks to you as well.
Pleasure to be here.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.